And when you mentioned Fun, Fun just walked into the building. She is a firecracker. Janae Smith is joining us. She's with Kempton of Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Janae.
Good morning, you guys. Morning. It's great to see you.
Oh, gosh, Janae, our paths have crossed for almost 2 decades.
Over 2 decades, yes.
It's a good friendship.
That is.
We've also not burned a bridge.
We have not. We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. You're a lot of fun. Well, let our audience know about Kempton of Rock Hill if they're not familiar with what you all do.
Kempton of Rock Hill, we're a senior living community on Constitution Boulevard, and we service our seniors with assisted living and memory care. And we have a blast. We love to enhance our residents when they walk, enhance their lives when they walk in the door. We care for our seniors. We want them to have a great sense of purpose in life. They come to us to enjoy their lives.
And that they do.
They do. They really, really do.
Like,
I was just telling
them.
I'm ready to move in. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Janae was just telling us all the activities that the residents will take part in. Just this week alone, and halfway through just listing them, Janae stopped and said, I want to move in there.
Yes.
You get room and board, and you get food.
Yeah, great food. We have a wonderful chef. She's absolutely adorable and great at what she does. And we have wonderful amenities. They go on trips. They do, and you do what you want to do. You know, they have a residents association. They talk about where they want to go, what they want to do with their days. You're not forced to do anything. You do what you like. Just, take care of me, clean up my apartment, you know, and send me off, take me places I want to go. I'm in. I mean,
well, you really are selling this as a good life, Janae. Can we all just move in?
I know. I mean, if you need something,
can we move in now?
Right. That's why I said, you want to be my roommate?
Sure. We'll split it.
I'll be the suite mate on the other side, like in college. Well, give us an example of some of the activities they'll take part in.
We were just talking about tomorrow morning. I think they have a full list of people going to see Hello Dolly at Northwestern. Oh. Plug a little community too. Yeah. So yeah. I think that's a great thing to do. But their days literally, you know, in the community, they start out in the mornings. Of course, they have a great breakfast and with lots of choices, which I think is wonderful. But they start out with exercise in the mornings. It's a big group exercise, and that's very, very well attended. They have devotion, and then they do something to work the brain. It's different every day, which I love. And that's pretty consistent every day. The afternoons after lunch are always different. It's almost, you know, a lot of people say it's kind of like being, I've heard it compared to, and you'll hear it's compared to like a cruise or going to camp in a way, but, you know, camp for seniors. So, you know, they do.
It's all day, every day.
I know, all day, every day. Yeah. And it, like I said, if you feel like, you know, hey, it's raining outside, I'm going to hang out in my apartment, curl up on a couch and read a book. You can do that too. Or do, you know, whatever you want to do. Run, you come and go as you please, but you've always got someone there to care for you with however much care you need too. So it not only helps our residents and makes their life wonderful, it also helps their family members, you know, and gives them a great peace of mind. And, you know, with that being said, we're big on making sure our residents feel that sense of purpose. When you know, that's one big thing as we age and retire, we realize, hey, wait, what am I going to do with my life sometimes? And so that's the thing that we always think about with our residents. So we always try to do something every month where we're giving back at least one thing.
And I've been a caretaker before, so
yes,
I know what it's like to not only walk through this with a parent, and, you know, some people are walking through it even with siblings or grandparents, but it also, you can smile knowing the piece of independence that it's still going to give them for as long as they can have it, because they are at the beginning in assisted living, maybe before they move to memory care, that's a little bit more guided, but assisted living, you know, like you said, if they don't want to go, they don't have to go. You still give them choices at breakfast.
Exactly.
You know, and
yes,
it really is like, you know, camp. I mean, and it helps them with their dignity and their independence for as long as they can. And they really do work with the families and the patient to make that happen for absolutely as long as they can.
And you're correct. And that's one of the things we want. We do a survey, a satisfaction survey. Mm-hmm. And to me, that I always tell everybody, that's one of our, we fortunately, and we have to keep doing it, we score very highly on those surveys. And one of the big things that the families do give back, you know, their feedback is, that we score highly on dignity and respect. And to me, I feel like if we're scoring highly there, then there's a lot of things falling into place.
Huge.
And there's a lot of things that we do to make sure we do regard our residents with as much dignity as possible, because that should be. I mean, we're just fortunate enough and blessed to be able to work where they live. You know, that's all that we do. So, but it is. And the independence piece is huge, huge for us. So,
Janae Smith is with Kempton of Rock Hill. They not only care about those seniors, you care about another group of seniors.
That's right.
Our high school seniors. Mm-hmm. You're a big part of our Prom Pledge initiative. And just share more about that relationship, why you all wanted to be involved with something like this.
Of course, like I just spoke of, the sense of purpose and reaching out to our community is very, very important to us. As our employees, as our community, and as a business, and also for our residents too. So, and getting involved with you guys. We think the world of you guys, and we want to support what you support as well. So for us, that was one of the biggest reasons for us to get to be a part of it. And we care about our children that are coming up. 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds, I hate to call you children, but you are. I was there once, too. And I had a blast at my prom, too.
Oh.
But and being, you know, responsible young adults, I should say, I guess, that's really important to us, and it's important to our residents.
So Prom Pledge is all about encouraging these young people to make healthy, smart choices instead of being, you know, tempted, which it comes now at this age with you've got prom, graduation, and spring break. So that being said, when we want these young people to make smart, healthy choices, are there volunteer opportunities at Kempton of Rock Hill? Can these young people volunteer their time? Can they come by and read or play a game with these, these aging seniors? What does that volunteer opportunity look like for these young people and really just anyone in our community?
They certainly can, and they certainly do, actually. Okay. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers that age, younger and older, who come in, and the residents absolutely adore them. We love working with intergenerational activities. We actually, St. John's, a lot of their children will come over on the regular basis. We have them come over at least once a month, and we do a lot of intergenerational activities with them. And then we have a lot of high schoolers. We have a lot of people from Winthrop who come over. So we love, you're more than welcome. Just give us a call, come by. You can even look us up online. It's Kempton of Rock Hill. I know everybody does that now. .com. That's all it is. It's really easy.
And there's so much that we sometimes give to the wayside. There's so much we can learn. Like even at our age, there's so much that our kids can really learn. They're so wise and they have so much knowledge, and just talking to them brings back, and it puts things in perspective, not only for us, but for our kids. And y'all do such a great job of not only those volunteer opportunities, but you go support them. You go watch them put on plays.
Exactly.
It's such a great partnership, and we just appreciate all that you do.
And there's so much wisdom there. That's how I got involved. My grandmother, when I was a child, younger than 18, and I was so happy to have her influence. I always cut up and say she's my soulmate. Mm-hmm. Bless her soul. But she used to take me to underprivileged, more of the skilled nursings places, and we'd walk in and ask who didn't get visitors. And I was probably, 7, 8 years old. And we would take all kinds of goodies, crackers, Kleenexes,
all kinds of things.
You did. We're related and we didn't know. But that's how I there was so much wisdom and so much to learn from them. And if we would just sit back and do that. And it's needed. We need those mentors.
Absolutely.
Our children need those mentors.
It's a beautiful volunteer opportunity right here in our backyard. And we're all going to age. Mm-hmm. No matter how many times we're going to do some nipping and tucking here and there, you're still going to age. And so when you do, you learn how to age gracefully. Mm-hmm. And you learn about what opportunities there are for you when maybe living in your home is no longer an option. You don't have to give up entirely. You can just move on to which seems like a fantastic place to live. So much so that when my wife kicks me out of the house and when Rob kicks Ashley out of the house, we're just going to come knocking on your door.
Do it. You know it. Okay. And just for you guys, we do have happy hour.
Okay.
Just so you know, FYI, for those interested.
Awesome. Well, Janae Smith is with Kempton of Rock Hill. They're a big part of our Prom Pledge initiative and a lot of our community events that we do here at OTS Media. And we just, again, say thank you so much for your sponsorship and just being involved and being a good community leader, Janae.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of it.